part of the problem we're seeing with applications coming through to our Mumbai office relate to fraudulent applications. Some of the situations we see there are things like imposters who present themselves as the applicant when they're not that person. And the other, some of the other things are things such as agents that are working for applicants providing fraudulent information to us, such as altered education loan documents or fraudulent education history and fraudulent work history. Those, along with other things such as fraudulent financial documents or false financial documents, are some of the reasons we are now that we are seeing, or some of the reasons we're now declining applications.
Mr. Scott, is this an anomaly in the sense that is this a pattern that thousands of student visas have been rejected over the years, or is it more this year?
We have seen this pattern for quite some time, but we have put a significant focus on the fraudulent documents in the over the last year or so, and as a result, we are seeing more declines than we perhaps had previously. The decline rate hasn't moved up particularly much, but there is a still a high decline rate due to fraudulent documents.
Mr. Scott, I also want to ask you this question that when we spoke to one of the people in New Zealand, they said that there was also an issue of unauthorized agents in the sense that there are only some agents that can file applications. Is that also a reason?
Yes, that is a problem that is faced in within the Indian market. So for someone applying for a student visa to come to New Zealand, they can use a student agent. Those agents don't have to be licensed. But what we are saying with those applicants is where you are using an agent or a student agent in particular, the best advice we can give you is to take some time to make sure that the agent you're using is a reputable and honest agent who will do the best by you as an applicant. We do have a number of agents that we are aware of in India who are more interested in making money than they are about looking after the interests of the students. Where you are applying for any other type of visa other than a student visa, if you wish to use an agent, you must use a licensed agent. So those are the differences. For a student application, you can use a student agent or you can simply do it yourself. You don't have to use an agent. If you're applying for any other type of visa, if you're going to use an agent, they must be a licensed agent. And there are licensed agents are advertising the fact that they are licensed New Zealand immigration agents. And there are a number of them in India. Again, an applicant can fill out the form on their own. They're entitled to do it without any assistance. But where they're using an agent, they must use the appropriate ones.
So for student visa, you need not have a licensed agent, but it's important that you find somebody who is good, or you can do it yourself as well.
That's correct.
Now, Mr. Scott, another question I want to ask you is that it can be quite disheartening for a person to apply and then not get through. Are there any like three or four steps that you would recommend for anybody who wants to apply for the student visa, just so that the application is not, or rather that the chances of the applications being rejected because of a technicality or something like that are low?
So if whatever application type you are applying for, be it a student or a work visa, the most important thing is to make sure your documents are true, that they are the correct documents, that there's no fraudulent documents presented, that where there's a financial requirement, you have legitimate funds available to you, because one of the things we are really concerned about is that you have the appropriate funds to support yourself when you come to New Zealand, particularly as a student, but that all your documents are correct. If there's any fraudulent documents, and we disclose the fact or identify that they are, the application is going to be declined. The other thing that we do try and stress with every applicant is, while you might be using an agent, you ultimately have to sign the application form yourself. So you must personally be satisfied that all the documents you're presenting for us to help make our decision are the correct documents, that there's no false documents in there.
And the thing is, can a student also apply for apply with a licensed agent, even though that's not a necessity?
Yes, they can. Oh, absolutely they can. And that's our recommendation, is that they use either, particularly if they can, use a licensed agent or a reputable student agent. And that the big thing we're emphasising here is use reputable agents who are going to do the best in the interests of the applicant, so that they make sure the applicant has a successful application with us.
But is there any way that a student can ensure that the agent is reputable? Because in case of other categories, you do have licensed agents. But since that is not a necessity here, how would a student know whether a agent is good or not?
If they're coming to New Zealand and all we can do is encourage them to try and identify a reputable agent. We can't tell them which agents to use. We're not allowed to do that, and nor should we be doing that. But all we are doing is saying, do your best to try and identify a reputable agent. And in most instances, people that are applying to come to New Zealand know someone else who has applied and who has been successful, or equally who has been unsuccessful. And in conversation, they can often identify a good agent that way.
You mentioned some of the technicalities where students should be careful, and I guess it's it's kind of understandable that people shouldn't do fraud or send in fraudulent documents. But besides that, are there any other reasons that students can be denied a visa? Say, for instance, is there a cap on the number of Indian students that can be taken in a particular year? Or are there other considerations where their application might be all right, but, you know, they could still be rejected?
If their application is all correct, they've got a place of offer from a learning institution in New Zealand, be that a university or a private training enterprise or a polytechnic. As long as they've got an offer of place and that their application is correct in all its forms and that there's no fraud in there, then they should be able to get an approved visa. There's no cap on the number that can come to New Zealand.
And one last question, Mr. Scott, that there have been reports that in some instances, allegedly, visas have been denied because it seemed that the purpose of coming to New Zealand was not studying, but maybe to, you know, settle down or get citizenship or something like that. Is that a factor at all? Because when one is judging an application, it's very difficult to really presume at that stage whether a person is just coming for studying or, you know, wants to be in New Zealand.
Sure. So where someone's applying for a student visa, we look at the course they're studying, that they've got a place of offer, and that they're coming to do this course. If they're doing that, then there should be no barrier to them getting the application approved.
Yeah. Any other tips you want to give? Any other comment you want to make?
The big thing that we want to stress is make sure that we're using an agent. You do use a reputable agent. Remember that you are signing the form yourself. You have to sign the form. So the onus is on you as an applicant to make sure that every form that's submitted, every document that supports your application, is a true document. Where there's any fraud and we identify it, will be declined. So you must make sure that the application is an honest application. And if you do that, and it is an honest application, there should be no issues with it being approved.
Thank you so much, Mr. Scott, for taking our time and speaking with us.
You're very welcome.